Blog Talk Radio.
Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide.
Everyone, welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. I am so happy to be here today and thank you all for joining me. This is day two of my 30-day challenge. So let me know how the sound is. I'm trying a different set of headphones today. Hopefully this one sounds better. And off we go. So what's going on for all you guys today? If you would like to call in and chat about it, the call-in number is 657-383-0612. Again, the guest call-in number is 657-383-1612. So I have a rule: when people call in, they have to tell me one thing good that's going on for them right now or something they're grateful for. So if you're listening and you're going to call in, think about that so you'll have something, you know, nice to say to start off the call and to start off the feel of your day. Wherever you are, here on the East Coast, it's a little after 11 a.m. West Coasters, you guys might just be going to work or getting ready to head in. So wherever you're listening in the world, I welcome you and thank you again so much for being here. So in case I get carried away, I'm going to give you how to find me now when I'm off Blog Talk Radio, because sometimes I forget, because I do like to talk, if you couldn't tell. So you can find me on my website, cynthiafontaine.com, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E. And I am also on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I am on Pinterest, Instagram. I haven't tried that. What is that thing where you take a picture and it disappears? Oh, Snapchat. That's what it is. I haven't done that yet. I might have to experiment with that. That could be kind of fun. Anyway, you can connect with me in all those ways. Sign up for my newsletter on my website. I'm trying to get more disciplined to send at least a monthly newsletter out, and hopefully it will frequency will increase from there. I did do one around Christmas time, and I can't remember if I did one for New Year's. I might have, but I don't recall. So I'm about due to get one to do a newsletter. So sign up for my newsletter so you can get my next one. So what is this 30-day challenge all about? Well, I'll tell you. I talked about this a little yesterday. I am, as some of you know, and those of you who are new to my show, know that I'm always studying because I've always had the belief that someone who stops learning, doesn't quite have the edge because there's new discoveries out there all the time. And in my field, in the psychic or the holistic world, there's always new things and people with fabulous new ideas coming out with their work. And one of those people who I found their work fascinating is Rhys Thomas, and I'm going to get him on the show one of these days. Because he came up, created this these vows, and it's based on chakra work, where we have chakras, we have seven physical chakras, and then five spiritual chakras. And as we're wounded as children, we create a vow, and depending on what the wounding was, that vow lives in a particular chakra. So I found that work to be so right on, and I really feel like it's the missing piece from all the other work that's out there, all the other energy work. You know, so you go to a healer, because I'm a healer, and I've been a healer for many, 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 many years, pushing, on 20 now as a healer, and as a psychic, over 30 years. And you know, I'm always learning new things. And so these chakra vows really filled in a piece of all the other modalities that I had learned that nobody had ever talked about. And I had done chakra work, Carolyn Mace's chakra work, and, you know, I've been working with Andanea Judith's chakra work. And Carolyn Mace does talk about archetypes and things like that. And but Reese takes even that work a step further and really hones in and has really brought that work even to another level. So it's really been fantastic. So I'm always learning new things. And so why do I do that? I do that because there's always new things to be learned. But also, again, I feel that it's important for me to be able to be the best person I can be in the world, bringing my work to you, is to always be evolving. And so this 30-day challenge is a part of my evolution. And again, so yesterday I talked about it a little bit. I've been, you know, those of you who have listened to the show know that I've been off the air since I think the end of last June. And I kept saying, I'm going to come back on. It's going to be after the summer. And then end of August came, and I looked at, coming back on the air and trying to schedule it. And it seemed like my son was interfering in all the times when I was trying to schedule in a show or my classes, because I have taken a lot of classes, especially for the last 3 years, because I've been studying with Dr. Bruce Borkowski, as many of you know, and also Colette Baron-Reed. So I've been studying with Dr. B now. This is my third year. And I've been studying with Colette since 2010. So 6 years going on. And then I've been at Reese Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine for, this is the coming into the end of my second year. I can't believe that. I have one more year to go. And then I'm hoping to teach at the school. So that's kind of my little thing with that. So this 30-day challenge all came about because school weekend, this past weekend, we do all these kind of crazy exercises, and they're meant to really trigger you to get out of your normal everyday thing. Because what happens is we get into rut, but we also get into doing the same things because of the vows that we created as children and as, you know, we grew up. So one of my things is, or one of my vows was that when I was in high school, I had, well, one thing started actually way earlier than that. If you can believe, I was always in trouble at school for talking. I don't know if you could possibly believe that, but yes, I was always in school for talking. And so it's kind of funny now that, you know, I talk all the time, and talking is my gift to the world. So I was always in trouble for that. And then the other thing, the piece to that was I used to sing. you know, in school, in the course, that kind of thing. And I was sort of picked out at an early age, at like sixth or seventh grade, where I had a, you know, fairly good singing voice. And so I was, you know, someone who was selected for solo parts and, you know, even doing entire songs as a solo in concerts. And I really, you know, even though I was terrified, I really loved it and I loved singing. It was really something I loved to bring out in for myself into the world. So I had a music teacher in high school who really, he was a smoker, and he may have had a great singing voice in his younger days, but you know, at the point I had him in high school, he kind of sounded froggy. And please don't take this that it's a criticism. It's just an observation. You know, he just didn't have a pleasing to the ear singing voice. And his, you know, he played the piano and he'd hit all wrong notes. And anyway, but that part didn't bother me. The thing was, what my senior year, he took it upon himself to interview each one of us in the chorus and in the glee club. And the glee club was a specialized group who were handpicked, you know, to go and compete in different competitions around the state and then around the region. And so I was selected for the glee club for 2 years, and I had, you know, all kinds of awards, red ribbons, blue ribbons for my singing ability, as a group and also in a trio, you know, a smaller group where you just had three parts, soprano, alto, and bass. And so the senior year, this music teacher decides to take it upon himself and interview us all and have us sing for him. And I was very, very, very afraid of criticism because I had been criticized for my voice, for talking, for so many years. Now, see, I'm a charismatic leader profile in Reese Thomas's profile work, and charismatic leaders have a big energy. My secondary profile is team player. So I always want to work with people. I want to help the team. And so in school, I always was helping my other classmates and things like that. And I got in trouble for that. So the final straw was this teacher having us sing individually in front of him. And he turned to me, you know, and he asked, well, where are you going to college? What do you want to, you know, what's your focus? What's your career choice? Blah, 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 and all this and that. So I was taking fashion merchandising. Even though I wanted to do design, I did not want to go to New York City to go to design school because I was already designing and making all sorts of clothing and things like that at that point. And so I did my interview and sang my song, and he turns to me and says, you'll never make it professionally. Best, you might be able to sing pop, but nothing more than that. And holy cow, did that shut me down. So I vowed in my mind, of course, I guess I was kind of aware of it at the time, that I would never sing in public again. And I didn't, and I haven't until November at the Reese Thomas School Weekend, where one of our challenges was we had to, as a class, because we do these crazy competitions against the other classes and against the other years. So there are first year, second years, and third years. So we had this competition in our second class this past year. We had a class mascot, and ours is the turtle. I think his name is Squirt from Finding Nemo. So our mascot is Squirt. And we had to write a poem, a song, and take pictures with Squirt in as many places as we could and take pictures with unsuspecting random people around the city where we were in with class. So it was so much fun. But so this other classmate of mine, Lydia, who's also a charismatic leader, team player, writes this song and with another classmate. And I sort of glimpsed the song the day before for just a moment. And then the morning when we had to perform the song in front of the whole school, somehow Lydia and I got elected to sing the main part of the song. And the rest of the class were our backup. So I thought, oh, my God. Okay, so this is it. Going to get right back in there, into the fire. The thing with being at school is it's such a safe place for all of us to explore those things inside of us that we've had to hide or we felt we had to hide from general society, from our friends, from our families. And, you know, everyone is so supportive, but it's not a fake support like we often see out in the world. It's a genuine, heartfelt support and love for each other that I just cannot put into words. So I get the song going into the group gathering Sunday morning, and you know, mornings are not my thing. I'm a slow starter in the morning, so that, you know, was another piece of it. And I had time to sort of look at the song once or twice, the words. And going into the competition, Lydia was changing the words around and crossing things out and making a difference. And I had no idea what parts of the song we were singing, what parts of the song we weren't singing. And it was really kind of hilarious. And so I said, you know what? This is it. It doesn't matter. These people love me. I'm going to go in there and just belt it out and go for it. And, you know, because I haven't sung in so long, my voice is a little rusty and maybe not exactly on key all the time. but it was a lot of fun. And so this 30-day challenge is all about breaking out of the things that bind us. And so that with the singing was one thing that bound me because I really do love to sing. And I have other classmates who are sort of in that same boat. So we're actually, our next school weekend, which is fourth and fifth chakra weekend, and fifth chakra, you know, is all about speaking out into the world. So it's the perfect weekend to do this. We are renting a room and a karaoke thing, and we're all going to do karaoke. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. So that being said, what sort of thing are you holding yourself back from? Because we all have lots of things we hold ourselves back from that we really, really have wanted to do and put out into the world. And you may have to go back all the way to childhood to think of maybe something. Because we tend to sort of forget. We get wrapped up in if you're in America, you know, or in many countries like America, you get wrapped up in the American dream. Even if you're in other countries, people have the American dream because it's, you know, really something that people aspire to. But the American dream has really kind of become the American rat race, where, you know, we go to work, we come home, we cook dinner, take care of the kids if you have kids or when the kids are younger. You maybe watch a little TV or possibly read a book, though that's not the norm for most people. And you go to bed and you wake up the next day and you do it all over again. And the cycle goes round and round and round. And maybe you get 1 or 2 weeks vacation off from work, and possibly you take a vacation and go somewhere, and, you know, maybe not, because a lot of people, you know, don't go away on vacation, and there's lots of reasons for that, and the American dream has become the American rat race for, you know, mostly because our money just isn't worth what it used to be, and everything is so expensive that it takes really two people to support a household to be able to afford to live in this country, particularly if you have kids. You know, it takes over $1 million to raise a child these days, from birth to college. I mean, really, come on. That's a lot of money. You'd have to make, I don't know, you know, work 30 years and make $25 an hour and work 50 hours a week, possibly to ever make that kind of money. And yet, you know, when you take all the taxes and deductions out, cut off 45% of that when you pay state tax, federal tax, tax for groceries, food, clothes, you know, all that sort of thing. Cut 45% right off of that $1 million. And now guess what? You've got to work 60 years to make $1 million for one kid. Who can do that, right? So it's no wonder that we have so much homeless in this country, so much poverty in this country. And it's fun. I didn't have this on my topics to talk about today at all, but I'm on a rant. So stay with me. I love you guys. And sometimes my rants get really, really good. And, you know, so think about what ahas you're getting out of this as you listen to me, whether you're listening live or you listen to the replay, because it's just as good and even better on the replay, because the energy, the more people that listen to it, the energy builds and builds and builds, and shifts happen, things happen in your life. And in mine too, because, you know, as I'm here with you guys, I'm, you know, getting what I need from you, even if you're just sitting listening quietly in the chat room. Hello, chat room. I love you. Thank you for being here. Okay, so here's my 30-day challenge. Somehow, out of being wrapped in this blanket from head to toe, including having my face covered, I thought, you know, my challenge was going to be to get out and walk every day for 30 days. Because that's one thing that I have really been wanting to do, but just can't seem to get out of my everyday routine to get out and do it. So I thought that would be a really good challenge. My classmate, however, didn't think that that was good enough. Because, see, she understands that I'm a charismatic leader with a big energy that has a lot to offer to the world. So she's like, no, no, not good enough. You're going to have to do better than that. So out of nowhere, well, it was instantaneous, I think, I thought, okay, what is it that I have been wanting to do that I just haven't been able to step out and get it done? And all of a sudden, it came out, shooting out of my mouth like rockets, getting back on the radio. And now, and mind you, I'm wrapped in this blanket and she's laying on top of me, putting pressure on me, because we don't move in our lives without pressure typically. So we wait until the crisis happens, and then the crisis happens, and then you've got to get the fire truck and the whole fire department in to get the fire out, to fix the crisis. The team of doctors, you know, whatever it is, the lawyers, because you're getting divorced. You know, those are the crises. They're the things that happen in our lives because we're not showing up as we truly are and not bringing ourselves in our core out to the world. So she paused and said, are you sure? 30 days, every day for 30 days, you're going to get on the radio. And I just, this peace and confidence came over me. And I just knew that was the right thing. And I said, yes, I'm sure, 30 days on the radio. So that was kind of long-winded to get all of that out. But there it is. And here I am. And here you are. And I'm so glad to be here. I need to take a drink of water. Hold with me for 1 second. Okay, so that opening song I love because it's so much fun, and to me it's about being at the beach, you know, with your toes in the sand, you're you know, being in the water, knee deep in the water, I feel fine, at the ocean. I love the ocean, and I'm so blessed to live right on the shoreline. And I could never move away from the salt water. Even the fresh water just doesn't do it for me. So I've been so blessed my whole life to always have been able to see the water from whatever house I've lived in. It's been really, really, truly phenomenal and amazing. And so I'm very grateful and blessed about that. And so that's my thing to be grateful for today. I have many, many things to be grateful for, you know, but that's a biggie. So let's see, what did I write down today to talk with you guys about? Okay, so it's about happiness, what makes your heart sing. So we're talking about it, see? how do you find happiness and see abundance in the world? Well, I see abundance as I'm sitting here looking out at the river, looking out at the big, beautiful yard and the trees and the grass and my patio furniture, which is outside because my garage is full of stuff at the moment. It's all disorganized because I love Christmas, and I have so much Christmas stuff. So when I pulled it all out before Christmas, the garage got really disheveled and disorganized, and I had to pull the lawn furniture out. And anyway, so it's out by the garage waiting to go back in. And I'm working on the last bit of putting the Christmas things away today. So that will be finished today. And then the lawn furniture get hauled back in to, you know, be protected to use for another fabulous summer. I love summers here. I love winters here. Today, gosh, I don't know what the temperature is today here. It's pretty cold. I don't know. Let me check and see. I know some of you guys that are listening are in pretty cold places too. And, I'm trying to distract because I'm trying to do two things at once. So 28 here today, but very windy. So it feels like a lot less than 28. But the sun is shining and I'm grateful for that. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. And, so this week, really focus on and think about how you view the world, because it's your choice. We all have free will and we all have free choices, okay? And even those in the most dire and desperate situations, just with a little flick of energy or flick of their mind, can suddenly change their entire universe. So breathe and really take that in. Just with a flick of your energy or a flick of your mind or perspective, you can change your entire universe. And if universe is a word that's just too big for you, you can change your entire world. So really, really, I want you to take that in. So this week, you know, I love Colette Baron-Reed. She's, you know, been a mentor for many, many years, and she's so funny. I love her so much. And she does a weekly reading, so I encourage you to go on her website and sign up for her website and get her weekly readings because they're wicked awesome. And her new deck of cards is fantastic. I love it. I think, for me, it's the best deck that, you know, pretty much out there. And it's my favorite deck of Colette's. And so that's the Oracle deck, which came out in the fall last year. So this week, Colette's weekly reading is about co-creating and looking at what you want to see work. So she picked four cards, and it was round and round, poised, flexible. Oh, wait, I missed a card. So co-create was the first card, sorry. Round and round, poised, which was in the reversed or protected position, and flexible. And the flexible card has been coming up a lot, you know, the last couple of weeks recently. So really think about how flexible are you in your life? Are you stuck in the mud? Or are you, you know, flowing with the breeze like a willow tree? Because flexibility is really so important in this life, because things are going to hit you in this life. There's no doubt about it. We all have, as my grandmother would say, our cross to bear in this life. And it's not a punishment. It's just because of the reality of living on this physical earth. Could you be burning karma from a past life? Yes, of course you could be. And she, another thing she always said is that God never gives you more than you can handle. And whether you, you know, use the word God or Buddha, Allah, Spirit, Gaia, Mother Earth, whatever, it's all the same vibration, it's all the same energy. Okay. So for me, that was such an important factor, such an important phrase in my life. God only gives you what you can handle, because I've had some pretty crazy, effed up things happen in my life that, as many of my friends have said, if anybody else, if those things happen to anybody else in the one thing after another and so many big things, they would have not made it in this life. And so my thing is, everything that I have experienced is an opportunity for me to help someone else. Pretty crazy, huh? So that, but that's the way I look at it. And I've been really, I picked the right grandmother, I'll tell you. So I had to pick my mother. Well, I could have picked my aunt, I guess, or my uncle, but it wouldn't have been the same because my mother was the oldest. And so we lived with my grandparents while we were little with my parents. And then, you know, they bought a house and moved out and we moved out. But then, you know, we stayed very close to my grandparents, you know, in local locations. And so I was at my grandparents every single weekend and most every summer. And I stayed there, you know, a lot of my time growing up, sleeping over, spending the summers there. And so it was my grandmother that, you know, I really got so much from, that has been such so important in this lifetime. You know, and but that phrase particularly, God doesn't give you anything more than you can handle. So at the times when I was at my lowest point, and, you know, twice in my life, I actually considered suicide, seriously thought about it. And I was really lucky enough where I was able to reach out and I got to the right people in both cases. And one, the first time was a therapist who, it was kind of strange. I saw her for a period of time. I think it was maybe about 6 months. And then she disappeared. And I tried to find her several years later when I was going to get divorced. And it was like she just wiped off the face of the earth. So I really feel like she was an earth angel. And like I said, she just disappeared. And then the second person was Colette Baron-Reed. And and it was a blessing for me in so many ways and more ways. Well, obviously, because I felt like, you know, Colette was my lifeline and really saved me from doing, you know, taking my gifts away from the world, because I wasn't meant to do that. And, I've always given her credit for saving my life. And she says, no, you did it. It was a choice. So remember that everything in your life is a choice. Everything. And I have a lot of people who contact me, who I had a call this week from a woman who I met in the store, Christmas shopping. I don't know why. I gave her my card. And she called me this past week and said, I'm on the verge of suicide. Can I talk to you? So I know there are people out there who may not be listening now, but might listen to this in the future or have someone in their life, or maybe you might get that call. So remember, it's a choice to take the time to hold someone's hand through it, but it's also a choice for each and every single one of us to stay in the game and stay in this life, or to choose that we're done, like my brother chose. It's all a choice. The other big part is how you judge it. how you judge yourself if you've been in that position or are there now, and how you judge others if they do take that route. I have no judgment for people who have chosen that way out, because working with my brother after he passed away for months and months and months, over 6 months for every single day, I really see where he was, and I have no judgment. And, you know, many of us were brought up in religions who say if you commit suicide, you go straight to hell. Sorry to disagree. Actually, I'm not sorry to disagree. But if I offend you, remember, this is your own issue, and you need to take a look at that and what vow you have in that area. So I was able to be freed from that misconception or misteaching, because I really do feel that that is a misteaching. You do not go to hell. I've experienced, you know, I talk to dead people, for crying out loud. I think I would know if, you know, and I talk to a lot, every single group that I do, every single person that sits at my desk now has a suicide connection since my brother died 2.5 years ago. So this is my little rant for my brother to, you know, thank him for the gift in that craziness that he has given to me, to be able to have a different perspective to work with all of you. So be flexible. Be flexible in your thinking. Be flexible in your schedule and what you do. Things come up, you know. You might have had your day planned out and all of a sudden something happens. You get a flat tire and, oh, you know, it's a disaster. I'm going to be late for work. You know, I was on my way to the market. Whatever. Well, I always look at things like that as a blessing, because I always say, and I like the flat tire example, that, oh, that flat tire may have saved me from a car accident that happened that I was not supposed to be involved in. So if you get delayed or your schedule gets thrown off, thank the gods or thank the heavens, thank spirit, whoever you want to thank, for delaying you, because it's a blessing for some reason. Okay, so this week you may get the opportunity to have things that come up in your life that look like situations that you've had happen in the past. And you're going to have the opportunity for a redo, because remember, life continues to move, and it moves in a spiral, always moving up the spiral, sometimes down the spiral, but you're never in the same place when these situations or opportunities come. You're always in a different place in your mind and in your life. So the opportunity may look the same, it may feel the same, but remember, you are not the same, because you're never the same. You are different and new in every single moment of your life. You have never been the same twice, and that comes from Reed Thomas. You have never been the same twice. Your molecules, your physical structure is moving and changing all the time. You've never been the same person twice, not even for a second. So look at those redo opportunities and really take the time to go within, because the poised card in the protected position, which is the reverse position, is really appropriate, because we are in Mercury retrograde now. We've got, I think, 2 more weeks about to go on that. And Mercury retrograde is about slowing down. It's about going within and looking at yourself, at your interior self, and what's going on with you. So the poised card in the protected position is about slowing down, not rushing into making decisions or rushing into a situation. Slow down and look at the situation and figure out what do you want to create or change, because this week is about co-creating. We co-create our lives with the universe. And be flexible. Really be flexible. So I have quite a few very close friends right now going through some medical challenges. And I came across a quote from Kenji Kumara this morning, who I love Kenji's work as well. And I've, you know, done tons of his meditations and his coursework. And so he's another person who has influenced me greatly. And Kenji's quote for the day is, it's really a blessing or a prayer. So you might want to write this down, especially if you're going through a hard time, or write it down for the future, because no doubt there's going to be some difficulty you have in your life. Again, we're human. We live on this physical planet. Physical things happen to ourselves, our loved ones. So Kenji's quote for the day is, I ask for divine understanding, perception, and knowing with all things related to this experience, to my higher self, and know that all is divine timing and in order, so be it. It is done indeed. You know, because through, as life sort of just rolls along and you're just going through the daily routine, nothing really changes. That's the rat race. That's when you're a hamster in the hamster cage, on the hamster wheel, just going round and around and around and around. Right? How is that like your life? Are you just going around on the hamster wheel? So many of us are. And it takes those big things in our life to rattle the cage, knock it over, for the door on that hamster cage to open, for us to get out and escape and be like, woohoo, we're free, yay. And so think about that. I got to take another drink. I'm talking so much. I'm going to take a sip of water. Hold on. Okay. So how is that hamster cage like your life? How are you holding yourself in the cage? How much of your life have you been on that hamster wheel? Just going around and around and around. If your cage hasn't been tipped over, then I encourage you to get out there and find something that is going to tip your cage over and move your life. And the best way to do that is to get into a program like Reese Thomas's program, do coaching with someone like me who helps you to transform your life, motivate your life, tip that hamster cage over, get off that wheel, let that door open, and bust out of your life and be who you are meant to be in this world. It doesn't happen unless we make the choice to jump into our lives, or life will give us something to knock that hamster cage over where we don't have a choice. So we either lay there dead as the cage falls on us, or we get out and we've got to do something different. So what are you going to choose today? Today, make this your day. Make today your day, because you might not have tomorrow. And that's a fact. That's a fact for each and every single one of us. Today may be your only day. So what are you going to do today to bust out of that cage? Do something different. What? Pick one thing that you have always wanted to do. One thing. And do it today. Oh, my goodness. I forgot to put my Skype on no calls allowed. Isn't that funny? That being said, when things like that happen, see, because my guides have a way of when something is really, really important for people to get, they will make things ring. They'll make things buzz. They'll make bells go off in crazy ways when there might not even be anything in the room that makes sense for that to happen. It happens all the time when I'm working with one of my regular students, where when our guides or spirit wants us to really get the point, they'll make something ding or bell or buzz or, you know, whatever. It's really, really so funny. So pay attention to that. That is for you guys. That ringing is for you guys to wake up, pick up the telephone. Are you going to answer that call today? Are you going to answer the call for your life today? Because today is your day. It's today. Pick up that phone. Get out of your crazy, the rut that you're in, because that's the crazy part. Okay? That's the craziness. Doing the same thing over and over and over again. That's the definition of insanity. So how is that like your life? And what are you going to do today to step out of that insanity? Get off that hamster wheel. Break out of that cage. Pick one thing and do it today. It can be something simple as, something you've been procrastinating on doing. If you love to create things and you have a whole room of creation or crafting that you have, but yet the door's been closed and you just can't seem to get in there, open that door today. Get in there and create something beautiful, and then send it to someone or give it to someone. Okay? Do that. We do a lot of crazy things at school, and it's to break us out of being in, you know, the rut of that we get stuck in, and of breaking the vows that we've created in our life. Because of when a vow is created, and through Colette Baron Reed's work, you can call the vow a goblin, because we all have goblins in our life. So whatever works better for you. I like the goblin because you can visualize it. You can see it. You can put a name to it, a face to it. I have these two crazy goblin pictures that I love. And so I work with these two goblins, and it's really awesome. So if a goblin is easier for you to work with, then get a goblin and work with that goblin. And ask, when were you born? When were you born? When were you created? Because a vow has a name and a face to it and a date when it was created, just like a goblin. A name, a face, and a date that it was created. And you live your life through that old wound, that old hurt, that old experience, and it's holding you prisoner in your life every single day. Every single day. So where are you holding yourself prisoner in your life? And are you ready to make the commitment to bust out of that prison, break out of that hamster cage, and live a free life? You know, I posted a great video yesterday, or I shared a great video yesterday on Facebook, and it was about this steer who had spent his whole life chained with no room to move at this, I don't know if it was a beef, if they were raising them for beef. I'm not exactly sure, but I think they were raising these cows for beef. And so there were, you know, many of them at this facility, but this one particular one got rescued just before he went to, yes, because he was going to the slaughterhouse. So this particular one got rescued just before he went to the slaughterhouse. And this gentleman comes up, you know, he gets this steer. He's petting him as he's chained to this cage sort of thing. And this steer was so thankful to have some attention and just to have somebody be compassionate towards him for a minute in his life. So are you compassionate towards yourself, and are you compassionate to others? God, that's a whole nother show. Maybe that'll be tomorrow. Because we're almost out of time. We've got like 3 minutes left. Oh, my goodness. I always run out of time. So check that video out if you haven't seen it already. And like my public page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, sign up for my newsletter and, keep in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you guys. Now, that being said, don't email me for a reading or ask questions, because if you want to do that, then you have to book a session with me. I do hold strong boundaries with that. But I'm happy to chat with you guys. Just say hi. Leave me a comment. That sort of thing. And you can call into the show for a quick reading, not a full lengthy one, but you can always call into the show for a quick reading. And that's sort of my gift to the universe is, this show and giving you guys the option to call in and chat with me. So don't ask me to answer questions, on my Facebook page or email me or anything like that, please. I have a really strong boundary with that. So check out that video of this steer being rescued, because the fellow unchains him. And he is now out in the barn, in the big part of the barn, in the alleyway, and he is jumping for joy. He's running around and jumping for joy, and then he gets into this fellow's trailer, and then the fellow takes him to his farm, where he's got now a big stall where he can run around and jump freely, and it's full of shavings and hay, and oh my God, the shavings had to be 2 feet deep, and he's running around like a lunatic in his new living space and just jumping for joy. So when you break free from your life, that's what it's going to feel like for you. I promise. You're going to have that joy and that renewed vitality, because sickness comes from not having joy in your life. And if you're sick now, have joy in your life in this moment. You can change anything around. And, don't get me wrong, not everyone is meant to be cured. But the healing comes when you understand that no matter what you face in your life, you can still have joy. I love you all so much. My website again, cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. You can sign up for my newsletter there. You can also book appointments right through my website. I do groups and privates as well, so I'm happy to help you with all of that. I love you again all so much. Have a fabulous and blessed day, and get out there and make some joy. I love you. Deep in the water. Knee deep in the water somewhere, got a blue sky gonna reach my chair. What if I'm gonna reach my chair? Knee deep in the water somewhere, gonna push down. Let's take you to paradise.